Conventional mass industrialization with its risk of pollution and waste could be avoided if the continent adopts a greener economic future based on sustainable energy and carbon-reducing technologies, the meeting heard. Launching the report was a collaborative effort, with the UN Special Advisor on Africa, Maged Abdelaziz, paving the way. He said that while industrialization had long been seen as the key to job creation and tackling poverty, now a new way forward was clear.
The report reveals that Africa's economic growth has been marked by waste generation and significant energy and material intensities, all of which have driven resources scarcity and led to high production costs. As a result, the report argues that African countries should leapfrog traditional business as usual, carbon-intensive methods of growth, and instead pursue a pathway to green industrialization.
He said the key to achieving green industrialization lay in investment, including ambitious projects for sustainable cities, climate-resilient roads, bridges and dams. He left it to Mr. Lopes to explain why the continent now had an edge in a truly green transformation and how it could be achieved.
There is a golden opportunity for Africa. The cost of producing energy from renewable sources is now equal in costs as producing from fossil fuel. Every other region that industrialized had to go through the fossil fuel route. Another golden opportunity is the fact that Africa is going to be the continent with the largest demographic expansion if the type of consumption partners that are instilled when you are industrializing are already related to a green type of consumption. You have a gain that others will have a long way to catch.
The meeting heard that not only was the continent obliged to follow through with individual country commitments to the global climate change and sustainability agendas agreed last year, but there were also regional agreements to honour. The African Union's Agenda 2063 is a 50-year transformation plan, and added all together, the time was ripe for Africa to seize the day, said Erastus Wencher, deputy chairperson of the African Union Commission. He warned that the flight of mainly young men north from sub-Saharan Africa was a wake-up call to governments across the continent.
We will not only be solving this problem, but we will also be helping us in many ways, all of us globally, because transformation of the African economy is a must, without which many of what we see, whether it's migration or whatever it is, will continue to be with us.
In a sign that the momentum will continue throughout the year to focus on sustainable development in Africa, it was announced at the launch that a high-level forum will take place on April the 20th on the theme of The Africa We Want in 2030, 2063 and Beyond. Matthew Wells, United Nations.